More now on the results of a unique soil health study in the Central Valley, which growers can read about. The five-point study was carried out over a period of 2 decades and now has been published in the quarterly UC Journal, California Agriculture. UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell explains how the findings apply to various field crops, but not to some seeded high-value ones.
What we tried to do and what we found here was that the systems that annual crop farmers, right, tomatoes, cotton, vegetables, those are very diverse kinds of cropping systems. They also involve what are called high-value crops, you know, tomatoes, onions, garlic. Those are not field crops that are quite a bit easier to produce using these techniques. So we did not do any of those harder-to-grow crops like onions or garlic in this study. We did do broccoli. We did do melons. So there's potential, particularly with transplanted crops, not so much with small, high-value seeds like tomatoes. But there may be potential there. However, again, we've done this kind of work done more recently in the last 4 or 5 years with a group of very experienced vegetable farmers, both in the San Joaquin Valley, over in the Central Coast, and up in the Sacramento Valley. And these were all organic farmers, but they had considerable problems making these practices work in their primarily or exclusively vegetable production systems. So there is applicability, but it's probably going to be measured and also dependent on the crop selection, the crop choice that a given farmer is likely to be growing there. So bottom line, the vegetables, the small seeded, the high value vegetable crops particularly are going to be a challenge. That's not going to be at all easy to achieve success using these principles. But other crops, sorghum, cotton, small grains in the winter, there were other ones, published articles for sorghum and garbanzos and cotton showing comparable yields there. So it's going to take time for these harder seeded crops to become successful, if they are able to be successful. But there is a handful of crops right now that I think we have had good success with.
The study, has it concluded or is this ongoing?
We stopped out of funding restrictions a couple of years ago. So it went a good 20 years, I think 1998 through 2019, I think, was the last year there. So unfortunately, we weren't able to maintain the sustainability of the study after those 20 years. But it was also, this is another thing we really haven't talked about, Don, this study was part of 124 long-term, that is longer than 10-year studies around or throughout North America. And the Soil Health Institute, which is a very prominent group out of the Southeast and North Carolina, they were partners or collaborators on this work, and they came out to sample it in 2019.
Again, that's UC Cooperative Extension Specialist Jeff Mitchell. Jeff was talking about a five-point study that looked at various methods of making more healthy soil with and without tillage and with and without a cover crop.